WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. During a two-hour period in the city of Bryan yesterday, Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says they received 14 calls about locations with water over the road.
We ended up closing four of those locations. The others, the water had receded in the 15 or 20 minutes that it took us to get there to check on them by the time we were at one location and then running to another one.
Barfneck says adjustments made after the flash flooding in May 2016 have paid off.
During the dry time, and we'll clean those locations out. We've done a lot of work over off of Copperfield in that area, not too far from the Physician Center. And it really pays off when we have these large events. Water doesn't back up and then end up going over the road.
Barfneck says crews will go out today to clear logs and other debris that may have washed up during the rains yesterday. The College Station School Board has received four options to balance the populations of Consolidated and College Station high schools.
The process is going to be a little bit different this time. I've likened it to making sausage, and we're going to be doing it in public this time instead of the bulk of the work being done by a committee.
Board President Jeff Harris says he's looking forward to hearing what is said during a public hearing scheduled for next Monday starting at 5:30.
And then what I'm going to do is what you described, sit down with them side by side and probably a calculator and start trying to compare and contrast, and then we'll be ready to go.
A link to the administration's proposals is online at WTAW.com. There are four options to reduce the overall number at CSHS, while at the same time moving students from low-income households living in the northern part of the district to the Purple Campus to close the gap in the socioeconomic makeup of the two high schools. Construction will start soon on a more than $17 million expansion and renovation of Brazos County's juvenile detention facility. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the project was driven by a change in federal regulations that lowered the ratio of inmates to officers from 12 to 1 to 8 to 1.
And so it's an inefficiency of what we've got out there, you know, because once you bump up to 12 kids, you'd have to have two officers in there. But you couldn't get that 13th child in there, you'd have to have another officer.
Peter says the low bid will add 42 beds, and one of eight alternates includes new educational space that he hopes will lead to removing old portable buildings.
We actually moved them from the administration building. When we bought this building from First Baptist Church, they had two portable buildings, and we moved those out to juvenile because they needed an education facility out there.
The project includes renovation of the center's medical area, kitchen, and gym. U.S. Senator John Cornyn spent yesterday afternoon in the Twin Cities. First, he met with the owners of four local businesses on the benefits of federal tax reform. When the senator brought up how tax reform was reflected in employee paychecks, that drew a response from Kenny Lawson of CC Creations.
In February, when the new tax withholding tables were issued, I think you saw your employees actually looking at their paycheck and saying, hey, I have more take-home pay.
We had a bum rush in HR, you know, coming up and asking, what did we get mispaid or something here? Because, you know, they weren't giving it back, but, you know, they just wanted to make sure.
Right.
Well, but it was an education process, and I support everything that we can do to educate everybody on how it is impacting them, because a lot of them just don't know.
Then Cornyn went to Texas A&M to present the A&M system with a Defense Security Service Award. The system is only the second out of 13,000 entities and the first academic organization to receive recognition for excellence in counterintelligence. It's been a week since Washington lawmakers approved the latest federal spending bill. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is particularly happy with military funding.
For those people that are mad at me for voting for this, I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan too many times and looked these kids in the eyes, the young people that are defending our country, and I'm not going to send them over there without pay.
Flores says the omnibus is the first step to patch up military readiness issues that have killed American soldiers.
In the last 2 weeks, we've lost 9 military folks because of readiness issues, either equipment problems. So we're losing military men and women at a rate of 4 times to readiness challenges than we are to combat.
During our show, Flores says there is no federal money going to Planned Parenthood as there was under the Obama administration. WTAW News Time. It's about 10 minutes after 8. It's 58 degrees. Remember, you can text us your news tips, your rain gauge measurements, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at local headlines at 8:30. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Schulte Roofing, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
United Ag & Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. John Deere 3-Family 4x4 tractors offer great features and options like AutoConnect drive-over mower deck, quick park loader, iMatch quick hitch, 6-year powertrain warranty, and the surprisingly affordable starting price of only $139 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgAndTurf.com. Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:11, News Talk 1620, WTAW, doing some weather. It's brought to you, boy, there's the sun. The sun's out. Oh, that's fun, isn't it? See, guy? Oh, never mind.
Here comes the sun.
The weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Heavy rain we had yesterday has moved out of the local area. That is certainly good news. It'll turn partly to mostly sunny today. Highs will be 80 to 85. Dry weather for tonight, clear and breezy, 50 to 55. Pleasant conclusion to the work week tomorrow with sunshine and a high of 75. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be around 55. It'll be mostly sunny Saturday and warm. High Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, so opening day, Major League Baseball. Whoop, so the whoop. Stuff that you love to sit through for like 4 hours and 12 minutes.
Man, sure you right. are just salty.
Bitter Betty over there.
They're yeah. doing things to try and make it faster.
They
They've
are.
Got a pitch
yeah.
clock now, I think, yeah. and all sorts of
Good
other stuff.
Luck.
By the way, we were talking about golf, and I was sent an email earlier today with some statistics for the Masters.
Okay.
Now,
which
the
is
Masters,
next weekend.
Right. That will begin on April 5th. Some stats for the Masters. 250,000 people visit Augusta, Georgia each year for the Masters festivities.
Man.
And it's hard to get in. So it's surprising that, I mean, and maybe they just, some people just go to Augusta.
How far away from Atlanta is it?
I'll Google map. Yeah. I'll Google
I
map.
Think it's
you
the way.
Keep
so
going can. With your stats.
It's
right.
the way.
Stat
so 250,000 people. I don't think Augusta's that big of a town, but they
no, because everyone who lives in Augusta leaves.
Yeah.
They all Airbnb their homes yeah, and make thousands
do.
Of dollars.
Smart,
right.
That's smart.
They do. Yeah.
$2,100 is the average resale price for a ticket to the final round of the Masters.
Okay.
And that's currently the cheapest of the 4 days. $2,100.
To the championship?
Yeah. Yeah. The final
the
round.
Day?
The
but
final
I'm telling you, you have to have connections. You can't just buy
that.
A
right.
ticket.
Because
yeah. then you have to enter a lottery to even get chosen. And then usually you get tickets to like a practice round.
Or is this an aftermarket thing that you're talking about, Zach?
I think this is an aftermarket thing.
Oh, right.
Now, have you applied for tickets, Reeps?
I have not, but my friend Kendall does every year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
$4 is the price of a domestic beer. Which,
yeah.
That's
everything's
not bad.
Super cheap.
I know they work hard to keep the prices low there.
Yeah, kind of it's a tradition thing. You can buy a pimento cheese sandwich for like $2.
That's right. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
640% increase in live telecast hours for the Masters from 1956. That was 2.5 hours to 2018, 18.5.
Yeah. All right.
1956 seems pretty early to me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
$250 is the cost of producing each green jacket.
Okay.
So that's not bad. 90% of the world's golf carts are made in Georgia.
90%.
That's what it says. 90% of the world's golf carts are made in Georgia. I don't know exactly what that has to do with the Masters, other than the fact that the Masters is played in Georgia. And $25 million, that's the decrease in Tiger Woods' annual endorsement income from 2010 to 2016.
Wow.
So Atlanta is about 2 hours and 15 minutes from Augusta.
Okay. That's still a pretty good haul.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember, I remember what the lady's name was who wanted to, Martha Burke.
Join the club.
Right. Martha Burke, okay, is the one who said she wanted to put pressure on the Augusta National Golf Club to admit a woman as member. And she put together this situation. Well, if you don't do this, you know, I'm going to get the sponsors to boycott the Masters. And I think the guy who ran the Masters then was a guy named Hootie.
Hootie.
First name. They ran the Masters 1 year on television with no advertising.
Oh, and people still watch.
Yeah, they just said, absolutely. Hey, lady, don't mess with us, okay?
Yeah.
Now, of course, Condoleezza Rice is a member now, and they do that, but they were going to do it on their terms, which is, you know, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, it's pretty nifty, too. They play a college tournament, starting the Monday after, and those two teams are usually invited to come to Sunday's, championship round, and then, obviously, they play the next day.
Sure.
But that would be pretty neat.
Yeah, I think so.
Augusta's actually closer to Columbia, South Carolina than it is to Atlanta, by the way. It's like an hour and 20 minutes southwest of Columbia.
Well, I think they actually have an airport if you're flying right into
there.
Yeah,
but no telling how much that costs.
Well, yeah, especially now.
And I keep getting ads popping up on the bottom of my computer about these butt lifts.
Round bottom, or whatever they call,
and they will probably for the next 2 weeks.
Rounder bum.
Yeah. All right.
We also had another text message about rain, 5 3/4 inch in Steep Hollow.
Okay, good. Thank you.
By the way, if anybody has taken some pictures of flooding or anything, obviously, you can text it in at 979-695-1620.
Yep.
I know that we had a picture. I need to still show you that picture, Scott, of our employee's car stuck out in the parking lot.
Actually, we have the occasion. I'm going to go ahead and bust him. The man who ran the Better Business Bureau came in on a Monday morning to do his bit, and as he was leaving, he missed the bridge.
Oh,
what?
And his truck went into the drink in the water.
Whoa!
Yeah.
How long ago
that
was this?
That was years ago. It's probably about 15 years ago. And so his name is Larry Lightfoot. Larry is I still see him from time to time. But for a while we called it Lake Lightfoot because his truck was in there.
Oh my!
Yeah,
that's funny.
That was kind of we were yucking it up, and of course you could take pictures with your lousy little cell phone camera back then, and we probably got one
bendable,
of those around someplace.
Your flip phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Bendable phone.
Yeah. So anyhow, but it's happened before, and it's not as bad. I mean, really, it's not as bad in there as it used to be. It used to be really, because you'd find, I don't know, stuff, appliances, furniture would wash down to there, and that's the reason we'd back up so quickly. So anyhow, but it backed up yesterday.
When it flooded yesterday, it also brought some of that debris. Granted, it's not as bad as you were talking about, but some of that still is kind of littered in the parking lot.
They do a dredge thing every once in a while over there, just like they used to do over at Wolfpen Creek.
They find all sorts of fun things.
Yeah, no telling, kind of hieroglyphic stuff. All right, so somebody looked at everything from season ticket prices to how much hot dogs are and ranked each team according to how much it costs for your diehard fan.
All right.
Chicago Cubs are the most expensive team for fans this year.
I can tell you that.
Makes sense.
Just under $16,000 if you went to every home game.
Oh, my God!
I know. What's interesting is their crosstown rivals are the cheapest.
Oh,
the White Sox at $5,500.
It's because you risk your life just to go to the stadium.
Man, go to the south side.
I went to one of those. I went, I can see why.
Yeah, I went to a Cubs game last summer, and it was pricey.
Well, there you go in, and there's green trees and leaves and all that.
Oh,
it's a nice little neighborhood thing. You go down to the south side, and
you're like right in the middle of a neighborhood. It's kind of weird.
It's like Thugtown down there. So what they do is they say, so a ticket, parking, food, drinks, and a hat and one custom baseball jersey. So the three most expensive teams, that'd be the Cubs. Again, not surprising, the Red Sox. But the Red Sox are $3,000 less than the Cubs are. And then the Yankees are a couple of hundred bucks less, about $12,500.
That surprises me, actually.
Yep.
I figured Yankees would be second.
I would, too. Well, and Boston's not a cheap town.
No, it's not.
So the three cheapest are the Angels, the White Sox, and the Rays. The Angels, the White Sox, okay. and the Rays.
And I'm surprised that the Angels are in there, because, I mean, you're talking about Anaheim.
Right.
And also a fairly decent team and a fairly good ballpark.
They are, and that's the whole idea, is that... Of course, they're needing to build things a little bit, and so maybe that's why they keep their prices low. Astros and Rangers pretty close to each other, matter of fact, number 9 and 10. If you want to do all that stuff for the Rangers, it would be $6,985. For the Astros, $7,029.
Okay.
So, you know, they're very comparable when it comes to that.
And the Astros just gained themselves a bunch of fans this past season.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's right. They did. That's true. Now, another study looked at all the giveaways that each team has this
okay.
year, like the free hats and the bobbleheads.
Mm-hmm.
The teams giving away the most free stuff are the Cardinals, the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Mets, and the Pirates.
Okay.
The bottom five when it comes to freebie giveaways, the Marlins, The A's, the Diamondbacks, the Red Sox, and the Phillies. So
all right.
Nobody wants any of the A's stuff.
Well, I know. It's true. So you got that.
Now, speaking of Major League Baseball starting up and going to ballparks, have you guys ever seen anyone put peanuts in their beer?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I've okay. heard of it in their Coke.
In a Coke, yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
And a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. When we were at the Cubs game last year,
okay.
my friend and I, she had actually heard of it from a friend at an Astros game. So we did it when we were at the Cubs game, and we had several people ask us what the heck we were doing.
Really?
But it was good. I liked it.
Okay. Well, what, the adds the saltiness?
It adds a little saltiness, yeah.
In the beer. Huh?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you know, and there are people who put salt in their beer.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
so it's just kind of the same idea. But
there
then
you
you've
go.
Got a snack.
All right, every time you walk up to a door, there is so much opportunity for somebody to ruin your day. A new survey asks a surprisingly tough question. What's more infuriating, when someone doesn't hold the door open for you, or when you hold the door open for someone else and they don't say thank you?
Oh.
I get more mad when people don't hold the door open
sure.
for me.
Oh, wow.
Well, 74% say not hearing thank you is worse.
Oh.
How interesting.
I think that might be, yeah, because you're going out of your way. You know, if they do that for you, then that's a courtesy. And you're saying, well, maybe I'm not always expecting that. But if you're doing it for them, then you're taking a courtesy.
I guess living in upstate New York for a year and realizing, because down here, it's totally normal for people just to hold the door open.
Sure.
Sometimes excessively long, that awkward length where you're like, oh, they're still kind of behind me.
Yeah.
You got to run.
And you hold it open. Yeah. And then, but up there, I had so many doors closed right in my face that I was like, I just have a pet peeve about it.
Now. Chelsea got used to being rude.
But here I am with I was a journalism major, so I've got like a tripod and a camera in my hand and probably a backpack.
Right.
And I just let it close right behind them.
Aww.
And I'm all of two steps. And I'm like,
so
come
sad.
On.
I'm
it's just
sorry.
Rude.
See, that's the Yankees are that
I
way.
Know.
Sometimes,
I know.
Sometimes if I open the door, if I do something for somebody and they don't say thank you, I'll say, you're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah. Just by itself.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Then this is the other thing that gets on my nerves. And I know we've talked about elevator etiquette before, but when you're on the elevator, the door's open and someone is standing right there and you kind of have to shuffle out of the way, I always say, oops, excuse me. And then afterwards I'm like, no, excuse you.
Yes.
Not excuse me.
No,
you let me off first.
I agree.
Ugh, happens here all the time.
And the thing is, don't your parents teach you that?
I don't know.
Now, I got in trouble along with a coworker up here. There was another coworker who was riding in the elevator with us, and me and my buddy, he's also a guy, obviously, and so we'd gotten on the elevator last up here on the fifth floor, and so we were closest to the door. So when the doors opened, we got off.
Instead of letting the female off
and
first.
And the two female coworkers were behind us, closer to the back of the elevator, and we didn't let them off first, and we got in trouble.
That doesn't bother me. That isn't.
We got told off.
Yeah, I mean, I've been let off before, but it's kind of awkward shuffling by someone and trying to squeeze by them. I would much rather them just walk off first.
But see, again, that's what this is all about.
I don't want to get close to a person.
That whole awkwardness thing and how that.
So another going back to the doors.
Yeah.
In the front of our building, you know, there's two doors to get outside.
Right.
So when you hold the door open for someone the first time and they say thank you, do you expect a thank you for the second door?
Oh, yeah.
Hold?
No, see, yeah. Just,
thank you. Thank you.
Right. That's one of those little awkward things.
So awkward.
That's, of course, it's not as awkward as seeing somebody in the grocery store.
Oh, gosh.
Which is the worst.
I hate seeing people at the grocery store.
Well, and the thing is, we need to come up with, you know, they've talked about how whenever we are texting now or you tweet or do anything where you write and you want to have sarcasm, we need to come up with some sort of a font.
Yes,
so we know that there's sarcasm there. Well, we need to come up with some kind of a word or phrase to be able to say to that person the second time we see them in the grocery store.
That's the worst.
Or third time, you know?
That always happens. And sometimes it's a total stranger. It's not even someone you know.
Yeah.
But you somehow manage to end up in every aisle with them, and it just becomes awkward.
I don't know if I've ever had that, mainly because I don't go to the grocery store.
Oh, well
that
that's
could
why.
Be it. That could be it. But yeah.
But yeah, you see them, you know, in the produce. The next thing you know, you see them in the meat area, and then you see them in the bread aisle, and it's just like, oh, okay, I'm following you or you're following me.
Exactly.
I'm not sure.
Exactly. It's
and you
gosh,
give them that
really
awkward smile and you try not to make eye contact. And
right. Either that or like if you're coming down the elevator, this has happened several times to me here where there's somebody that's from another office and they get on the elevator as you're going down because we're on the top floor.
Sure.
And at the bottom they say, all right, have a good day. And as they're getting out, and you get out behind them, and you're going to the exact same place.
Yeah, yep. That's a good.
You're going to
that's
the exact good. Same parking lot, and your car is literally right by theirs.
So you have to act like they're from another planet.
You said goodbye, but then you're still together.
Yep. And I almost expect them to turn around and be like, are you just going to follow me home?
Yeah.
Kind of fun. Mm. All right, so if you do anything online, you have a password or two, right?
Sure.
Or maybe 7 or 8, or maybe 12. Okay, so the problem is using your pet's name or a simple word is bad. A good password is gibberish, of course, to anyone but you. Here's the deal. And we talked about this, I think, about a year ago when we discussed how now when you have to and there's some websites who make you reset your password in a certain amount of time.
Yes, TAMU.edu.
Ah, exactly. Well, let me go here first. Hello.
Yeah, if you meet someone in the grocery store multiple times, you ought to just have fun with it and speak into your caller and say, Boris, I have them in sight.
Ah, very good. I like that. I like talking to your sleep.
That would be so funny.
He's in front of the macaroni.
The eagle has landed.
Yeah, exactly. So all right. So the deal is, they said come up with something that has a symbol in it, a number, a capital letter, and they talked to the guy who had come up with this whole idea of that generally years ago, and apparently he was under a tremendous amount of pressure to like come up with some sort of a plan within a week. And that's what he came up with, which was okay. But now as we look at it in retrospect, it's really better if you could come up with a password where it's the first letter of every word in a phrase that you could remember.
Okay.
Oh. For instance, like, I have way too many passwords to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you did that, it would be I-H-W-T-M-P-T-R.
Interesting, okay.
Which is gibberish, right?
Right.
Now, if they happen to be in a situation where they ask for a number, they suggest you could do IHW the number 2 MP2R. So don't do that one. Okay. Don't do ABC 123. But the idea is maybe you can do that. Now, of course, Google makes it pretty easy because if you want to now, you can just click and they'll save the password for that site. So you've got it there.
And then hackers can just get right in.
Exactly. Then they can get in and get all your passwords at once. But anyhow.
This was a good tip that actually one of our engineers told me. And he uses the same password for everything.
Okay.
But depending on the site, let's say you bank with Chase.
Okay.
At the end of the password for his Chase account, it's Chase.
Oh, okay.
Or bank,
okay.
You know, and gotcha. Then for, you know, I don't know if you have your
Netflix
email.
Or
yeah,
something. Yeah.
Netflix at the end. So it's the exact same password, but then you have like a keyword at the end, depending on what it's for.
There you
now,
go.
You still have to remember that. But I've used that in the past, and that's actually been really helpful.
Yeah, that's good. Again, as we continue to have more and more of those.
Because
there's no doubt somewhere everybody at one point had this piece of paper that had all the things written down someplace, which doesn't help you if you're not near the paper, unless it's your credit card number, which Chelsea has already
summarized
for us. There you go. All right, so it's 8:29.
This is Today in Texas History.
On this day, March the 29th, 1965, the deliberate impoundment of water began at Sam Rayburn Reservoir. The reservoir is dammed 80 miles north of Beaumont, is fed by the Angelina River, and covers part of Jasper, Angelina, Sabine, Nacogdoches, and San Augustine counties. Construction began on September the 7th, 1956. The reservoir's name was changed from McGee Bend to Sam Rayburn in honor of the congressional leader in 1963. The dam serves two hydroelectric plants. The lake has a drainage area of 3,449 square miles. It is a favorite resort destination for East Texans. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
Whatever you do for a living, you think you're the best person for the job, right? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 18th year of the Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. Bestofthebrazos.com.
The nearest analogy that describes all of social media right now is this. Looking out across the social media horizon, there's nothing but warehouse fires. So many burning so hot that firefighters don't know where to begin. And whatever they try, nothing works. Kim Commando with your Thursday Consumer Tech Update. Kevin Rose in the New York Times writes, "We've entrusted the most intimate details of our lives to what's evolved into nothing more than a profit-maximizing surveillance machine. The original dream of bringing us all together for healthy, productive discussions and making the world a better place is gone, trampled to death by unprincipled profiteers. And so we ask if Facebook and social media in general can be saved. The problem is that all social networks are trapped inside a business model that forces them to keep growing. They cannot stop selling your data any more than Starbucks can stop selling coffee. It's the heart of the enterprise. Quite frankly, it's an enterprise that the world would be better off without." I'm Kim Commando.
Ask any dentist and they will tell you most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough. And that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enova, and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect two-minute clean. And unlike other high-end electric toothbrushes, Quip starts at just $25. BuzzFeed calls us the iPhone of toothbrushes, and Time magazine named us one of the best inventions of the year. Start brushing better with Quip.
Go to getquip.com/Kim and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Kim. Spelled GETQUIP.com/Kim.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 60 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There are four ideas to balance the populations of College Station and Consolidated High Schools. A link to the options that were given to the College Station School Board yesterday is online at WTAW.com. All four options take into account moving students from low-income households living in the northern part of the district to CSHS. The four options reflect alternatives to move more students to Consol from the Purple Campus. Board member Michael Wesson says all four options provide future growth at the Maroon Campus.
I think I can speak for most of the people on the board is what we do not want is to put future boards in a position where they're going to have to do this again before a third high school, ideally.
The school board will hold a public hearing on the proposed boundary adjustments Monday afternoon at 5:30. Brazos County Commissioners completed 8 months of work this week when they awarded a bid to expand and renovate the Juvenile Justice Center. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the more than $17 million project will add 42 beds. That's part of new regulations that one officer supervises 8 inmates instead of a 12-to-1 ratio.
The kitchen area needed to be redone. There are other areas in there that just needed to be upgraded.
Peters was surprised to get the base bid and 8 alternates inside their budget.
We were happy to see the price. I mean, that was in the neighborhood that we had hoped that we could build it for. I think it was the timing was I don't know how we hit this one right, but we hit the timing right on it.
Construction is expected to take about a year and a half, weather permitting. Federal tax reform and counterintelligence brought U.S. Senator John Cornyn to the Twin Cities yesterday. Cornyn began his visit speaking with 4 local business owners on the benefits of federal tax reform. Larry Hodges of Copy Corner referred to the increased equipment tax credit and what reform does for hiring more employees.
And so now we're able to, you know, aggressively reinvest in our people. And I tell my managers, we're spending all this money on equipment all the time, but what you don't realize, we spend more money on people than we do on all the equipment put together. And so that's going to be a focus of ours.
Then Cornyn presented the A&M system with a Defense Security Service Award for Excellence in Counterintelligence. The system is only the 2nd recipient overall and the 1st academic organization out of 13,000 entities. A week since the latest federal spending bill was passed, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he has to spend time undoing a false narrative that Planned Parenthood continues to get money made available by the Obama administration.
The Trump administration has appointed its people to be in senior positions at Health and Human Services, and he suspended all those or stopped all those types of payments. I can say with absolute clarity that there's $0 that Planned Parenthood could ever receive from this omnibus because of those protections. But let's say they did. Somehow, that some leaked out dormant Planned Parenthood. It won't, but if it did, the Hyde Amendment and several other amendments keep that from being used to kill unborn children.
On our show, Flores says he is happy with military funding in the new omnibus bill. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 60 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their 4 Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 837. Let's do a little bit of weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today. 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Drier weather moves in. That's good news. We need to get this rain out of here, and it's moved off to the east, which is good news. Turning partly to mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Overnight clear and breezy with high pressure settling in across the region, 50 to 55. Sunny, comfortable tomorrow, highs near 75. Tomorrow night clear, low around 55. More sunshine Saturday, high Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:38, let's find out what's going on at Aggieland Humane. And Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, how are you?
good. I wonder how the critters got, you know, rain on the roof and hail on the roof. They probably had quite an adventure in the last week.
Yeah, I know. We've had a lot of, I had a lot of friends, you know, posting pictures of their dogs, you know, we tried out our new Thunder shirt or something like that. So yeah, everybody made their appropriate accommodations, hopefully the last couple of days. You know, it's sunny out today, might be natural habit to just go ahead, leave your dog outside as you go to work.
Yep.
You know, it's really soft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really soft. It's easy to dig.
Yep.
So if you are, you know, your fences, if your post, you might have some erosion washing, your posts are looser. Dogs are going to take that opportune time to visit your neighborhood shelters.
That's right. Yeah.
So if your pet goes missing, make sure you're checking both the shelters. We have the Aguilin Humane Society on Leonard Road and the Bryan Animal Center. And check both of them. We recommend you check them every other day. We have a lost and found page as well. As soon as they're coming in, we're trying to get those photos up on the lost and found page so that you can at least kind of look a little bit if you don't get the opportunity to come in. You know, maybe it's the latter part of the day and you're like, oh my gosh, my dog's been missing. And it did come in possibly earlier. You can call up, file a lost and found report. We still recommend that you keep coming in because those lost and found reports are for when the phone calls happen and someone calls and says, you know, I found a bloodhound. This is where it's at. And we can list that information. And then you turn around and call and say, I'm missing my bloodhound. We're going to try to put it together if it's in the kennels. A lot of times because there's no picture with that pet, your description of your pet and our interpretation of that pet are two completely different things, especially when it comes to cat colors. People are generally miffed by what their own cat is colored.
Right, I understand. Yeah, they got a different name for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And, you know, when you say, especially a mixed breed dog, you know, what characteristics has it pulled more from, et cetera, et cetera. So if you have a photo of your pet, that's the best option. You can email that into us. There's a great Facebook page called Brazos Lost and Found Pets to post your pets on. You can post sightings as well. So if you saw a pet as you're driving to work and you can get a picture of it, or if you're out on a walk, get a picture of that pet. It might be the lead the owner was looking for in what direction their pet was headed. And they might be like, oh my gosh, that is Fluffy. He's four blocks from our house.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking over there.
Right.
So my cat, I live north of Bryan out in the county, and my cat ended up in downtown Bryan.
Oh, wow.
So she was my barn cat, so she was a little used to being outside. Trust me, she avoids vehicles now because assuming she hitched a ride. So that's, and again, during a rainstorm because she'd get up underneath the vehicles during rainstorms. So she doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Obviously, making sure your pet's microchip information is up to date. Don't take, you know, they've been muddy, whatever. Put the collar back on. We always joke, we have the cleanest dogs in town, anywhere around, because people, I was giving it a bath and I took the collar off.
Oh,
get
yeah, and
the
then
collar
left it
and
home.
Tags yeah. back on your pet and leave them on your pet. And for more information, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, or you can find us on Facebook as well.
All right, hope you have a normal weather week.
Yeah,
right?
I can count that we'll have lots of intake today.
Okay, I hear you. Thanks a bunch. Visit with the folks from the Humane Society every Thursday on Newstalk 1620 WTAW in the city of Bryan, and Marilyn Stratus here this morning. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you, Scott?
Good. You got a rain gauge in your backyard?
I do.
What'd y'all get?
It was over 4 inches.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the airport's got to have a number, but almost everybody got a bigger number than that, I think, right? Brought a guest with you this morning.
I did. I brought the Honorable Greg Owens, our council member from Single Member District 3.
Heck yeah, he's got his Mayor Pro Tem hat on today and everything.
Not Mayor Pro Tem anymore.
Oh,
Scott.
You're not?
No.
Dang, who's the Mayor Pro Tem?
Did that
now?
For 2 years.
Yeah.
Ben Hardiman's.
Oh, is he?
Mayor
well,
Pro
he
Tem.
Knows the way around, too, that's for sure. Hey, listen, how much rain did you get at your house, you know?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. There's
my pool's full to the top.
Yeah,
so
that's
I'd
it.
Say 3 or 4 inches.
I tell you, well, it was quite a night, that's for sure. Hey, let's talk about a lot of stuff's been going on, and you haven't been in a while. But let's talk. I know Mark Jureka came in and talked about code enforcement, and basically, y'all are not going to make any changes. But what did you learn from Mark's report?
Well, one of the things that we learned is that inoperable vehicles can be determined a violation if they don't move for 30. What was the
30 days?
30 days.
They,
okay.
Don't move for 30 days or have an expired registration or inspection sticker.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know if that I figured that and tall grass have probably been the biggest problems in the city, Brian, in most every place for quite a while.
Most people are going to have an excuse for not mowing this week, Scott.
Well, they will. That's true. We'll give them a break as far as that goes. Now, one of the things also that we had our news story on this week, two things. You got an iOS 1 report from the fire department, which makes them, what, tops in America? About as high as you can get, right?
One of only 305 cities out of 47,500.
There you go. I can move that mic right up in front of you there. Say again. I'm sorry.
One of only 305 in the nation out of 47,500.
Wow.
So it's a very, it's a top honor to receive. We're very proud of our fire department. We need to mention Brazos County 911, Public Works. They look at everything, you know, your water, your availability of water, your communication. A lot goes into receiving that award, and some of the things the citizens might can see come out of it, and some of the businesses is possibly lower insurance rates in the future.
Sure, and it makes a good place to work when you get a rating like that. People look to go to those kind of cities. Greg Owens joined us this morning.
Some economic development opportunities.
Oh, okay, good. Now let's talk about that for a minute, because we haven't had you in since we're looking at an idea of a super park, the old golf course. As one member of council, what are the things that would interest you to be in a super park type situation?
Something that would appeal to all citizens. You know, we serve about 80,000 citizens in the city of Bryan, and instead of just one narrow focus for that piece of property, something that offers something for everyone, all sports, all activities.
Okay, sports. Let me ask you. I mean, I know we've talked about the lake forever. Y'all have done everything you can to take care of the mitigate the problems.
Which lake?
The lake at the golf course.
Okay.
At the old golf course.
Okay.
Should you keep it that size? Should you keep it at all? What's your thought as far as that goes?
Well, the design hasn't come back yet.
But you've got an opinion.
No, I really don't.
Okay. You want to wait and see what the experts have to say?
I want to wait and see what the experts
Okay,
say.
That's fine. Now, also I'd like to get your thoughts on what council did about two requests from members Marine and Madison, having to do with finding developers to come up with some affordable housing. That's a challenge every city has, and so I think Hope's Crossing over near the old Kemp School, and also intersection of 21 and Sims. Could you talk about those two?
Well, the item on the agenda was conveying the lots.
Mm-hmm.
The item on the agenda wasn't find affordable housing.
Well, y'all rejected, though, the idea of Heaven's Way. Is that what that's called, to prepare? Because it was already prepared for affordable housing. Is there a reason y'all decided not to do that?
I think what they were interested in was it time for infrastructure? Was it time for the city to extend infrastructure in there? And what the council ended up doing after a lengthy discussion was telling the staff it's time maybe to put out a request for proposals for developers to come in and develop that into homes and with the amenities that would go along with the neighborhood. So I believe the staff's going to come will be issuing that RFP very quickly, and then when those proposals come back, they'll go to the council for their consideration.
Okay. Also, your thoughts on, I know that Martin Zimmerman did a presentation. You're going to have to annex sooner or later. We know, of course, Relis is one area where we know Bryan's going to have to bring services out, but it's clear that Bryan's going to be growing in a lot of areas, and you want to make sure that things out in the county are up to city standards. And so I think he had a discussion when he had to do with sewer lines, water lines, things like that, so that if the city went into its ETJ and had to take on some new property through annexation, you wanted to not have a big expense involved. Your thoughts on Martin's presentation?
Well, it was a great presentation, and there's always expense involved, and there's not a lot of profit in providing those services, and there's also need to be uniformity. We're experiencing, unprecedented growth in the city right now, and we need to make sure we're conforming to a certain set of standards. It helps set a standard for growth in the future as far as, expanding out into the county.
Sure. Any other thoughts you got this morning for us?
Well, city offices will be closed this Friday. Happy Easter, everyone. And solid waste pickup will be on regular schedule. First Friday is downtown. It will be April the 6th. I hope we have good weather for that, Scott.
You bet.
And this Saturday, April 7th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Stephen F. Austin Middle School, we have the 2018 Bryan ISD Showcase. Come and get an overview of the many opportunities that BISD offers their students.
All right. I didn't ask you specifically as far as the animal shelter presentation. That was about a $6 million plan I think they had. What are your thoughts as far as that goes?
It was an initial presentation to council. Mm-hmm. They haven't come back yet to discuss the route they're going to take in terms of funding methodologies and that type of thing.
What's so the timeline on that, do you think?
You know, they didn't actually give us a timeline. We didn't hear a timeline. This was the very first presentation that the council had heard from the consultant. So certainly we have a need in this community for expanded animal shelter facilities. So it'll be interesting to see how we progress with that and where the council will. It's something they asked for quite some time ago to have this type of presentation. So I think what will happen next is, along with all of our other capital improvement projects, the council will have to make a decision where they plug that in.
Sure, got it. Okay. Hey, thanks for the time, y'all, this morning. I appreciate that. Visit the folks to see of Bryan on Thursdays on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The community interview heard every weekday morning on Newstalk 1620 WTAW includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
30 days, 100 trucks. It's the biggest truck month ever at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now is the time to save. We will not be undersold on any new Chevy Silverado. Choose from our largest truck inventory of the year. Every new truck, every new SUV. We will not be undersold during Truck Month. That includes online at TomLight.com. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Chevy, find new roads.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
About 8 minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. So apparently the guys at is it Carl's Jr.'s or Arby's, they were going to do a slider named for Steven Spielberg. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Well, they let me see if I can find this real quick. I had set it aside and then I had to close it. Okay, so they go to Spielberg. Well, no, they do this without going to Spielberg. I think that's
where they messed up.
But I mean, he could have been mean and nasty about it, but he wasn't. So okay, let me see here. Here we go. Here's Steven Spielberg talking about Carl.
Hey there, it's recently come to my attention that Carl's Jr.
Wants
to rename the charbroiled sliders Spielburgers, and they're pretty good, but I'm passing. Cease and desist. Can't do it. Sorry, guys.
Oh,
why?
Free publicity.
Yeah, why does he have a problem with that? Why are you so uptight, Steven?
Yeah, well, you know, those guys who have that much money, maybe
they can be like that.
I guess they can, and so he's decided that he would. But that would have been... And look, for all the, I know they want to have this Papa Do's thing to get here. That's fine. But we got to get a Carl's Jr. here, don't we?
Do we?
I mean, those people don't even think about being heart healthy. You know what I'm saying?
They just throw everything together they think might taste good.
There are so many burger places in this town.
But in a college town, I would think that would work. Anyway. All right. IHOP has just launched new creations, okay?
Okay.
Earlier this week, we had lobsters and waffles, right?
Oh, yeah, from Red Lobster.
So now it's taking its breakfast sandwiches to the next level. Six new entrees. There are two that are especially exciting, according to the people at Delish. One of them would be, it's their signature pancake slider.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the ultimate waffle stack.
Yum.
Now, the pancake sliders would be your silver dollar pancakes as the bread, if you will,
right,
for a breakfast sandwich that's stuffed with scrambled egg omelet, turkey sausage, bacon, American cheese, and sweet maple glaze.
So it's their version of a McGriddle.
Would you get rid of the glaze? Do we have to do the sweet maple? You know, there's some of us don't like that stuff.
Scott, I'm sure you could ask for
it. All right, maybe so.
I would like no glaze, please.
That's right. The waffle stack, pretty similar, except it's hard on the bacon. It got six slices of bacon between Belgian waffle triangles, two eggs, white cheddar, and the maple glaze.
Okay.
We have no prices here.
Right. More glaze.
There's a create your own melt. Okay. Classic breakfast sandwich between two slices of sourdough, along with the eggs and the cheese. You could get ham, shredded corned beef if you want to, poblano peppers and onions. So just saying, they got a corned beef hash home style, got buttermilk biscuits and gravy, and they've got, they call it a Southwest scramble. I love when people from not in the Southwest do something
things.
And call it Southwest. We think that's what they do if it's in the Southwest.
Yeah.
Anyway, so more ways to just get fat.
You know,
in the morning.
I'm okay with bacon or even sausage with like maple syrup, but when you put egg and cheese in something, that's where I kind of draw the line.
Oh, I understand.
But all of it sounds delicious.
Well, not all together.
Anyway, well, and again, looking at this. Especially looking at the one with the waffle.
Right.
It takes a large mouth opening to be able to take that thing in.
Yeah.
And my thought is, you know, you'd probably eat it with a knife and fork. It doesn't necessarily matter.
Maybe.
But I guess if you wanted to come down and do lumberjack style, you could put one in each hand and
smash
you know,
it.
Go for that. All right, it's 5-2.
Holland Honda is proud to be the only Honda dealership in the surrounding Houston market to have received Honda's most prestigious award, the Presidential Award.
Reserved for the top Honda dealers nationwide for superior achievement and customer satisfaction.
And during the Dream Garage sales event going on now, we invite you to come experience the Allen Honda difference.
Schedule your spring maintenance and find out why our service department was number one in customer satisfaction.
For award-winning vehicles backed by award-winning customer service.
Trust in the blue at Allen Honda.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Howdy! My name is Maddie, and I am a member of A&M United Methodist Church. I have grown up in this church, and I can honestly say that it is my second family. I've had many opportunities to laugh, learn, love, and serve in my church, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
My name is Preston Greenwalt, and I'm the pastor at A&M United Methodist Church. Come and join our family on Sundays at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 o'clock.
3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so, you know, the post office unofficial motto is neither snow nor rain or whatever.
Right,
okay,
something
we'll
about weather.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
That's their unofficial motto? I thought it was their official.
Nah, I think they wrote it on the top of the building in Washington, but that didn't mean it was their motto.
Oh. Okay.
Anyhow, it actually came from the Royal Mounted Couriers of Persia about 440 BC. So the post office didn't even come up with it.
Oh.
So when they were taking around tablets?
Exactly, right. April 2nd. 2001, something happened that has never happened before and will probably never happen again.
Okay.
April 2nd, 2001 was the one and only time on Wheel of Fortune where the answer to the puzzle was Wheel of Fortune.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Who
That's
knew?
That's kind of cool.
It is kind of fun, isn't it? In 1974, there were 500,000 pay toilets in U.S. America.
Pay toilets?
Pay toilets. By 1980... there were almost none.
I've never paid for a toilet.
I'll understand, but you're young.
They still do that in Mexico.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well,
I went to a mall in Mexico where you had to pay to go to the bathroom, but they cleaned it after everybody left. So it was immaculate.
Well, that's worth paying for in Mexico,
I would think. Yeah, true.
But it's very true. There was a time. There was a time when you sometimes had to do that.
Okay.
Today is the first time since 1968 where every single baseball team will play their first game on the same day.
Yeah, that is weird.
In 1968, it was because baseball altered its schedule to start 3 days later than planned after Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. But today is the first time since 1968.
Cool. Now, I don't know if it's the Cincinnati Reds were supposed to play yesterday,
okay,
I think, and then they got pushed back because of rain.
Right.
Oh, okay. So something, it's kind something, of still
yeah,
by
something happened.
And
yeah.
Cincinnati, yeah, they've done that. That had been their deal. Singapore Airlines has a special compartment in their plane to hold a body if somebody dies in flight.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, think so.
Always thinking ahead.
That's
good
right.
job.
There are five states in U.S. America that have no sales tax. They are Oregon, Delaware, mm-hmm. New Hampshire, Montana, and Alaska.
Wow.
So you knew what
I knew Oregon because I went to grad school with a guy from Oregon.
And they'd brag about
and
it.
And yeah, he would talk about it.
Yeah. Say, hey, you know about us. You know, like
he also couldn't pump his own gas. So.
Right, probably.
Well, but and you can't do that either. Okay. Oh, hey, more good news about coffee. Apparently can improve your heart health
oh,
if
good.
You want to do that.
My heart is healthy.
It's a study from Brazil. Of course.
Yeah, sure.
Where they found that people who drink more than 3 cups of coffee a day
nice.
May lower their risk for clogged arteries.
Ooh.
WebMD says regularly drinking 3 cups of coffee a day decrease the odds of finding any kind of calcification in your coronary arteries.
Great.
So
good news.
That does. That sounds healthy.
I
so
am
go
unclogged.
Ahead and slam that. Well, and make sure you don't put cream and all that other
junk
in there. Because
just a little bit of almond milk.
That's right. These are things you can eat all you want and still lose weight from
Let's
the daily
hear
meal. Celery.
Yeah, duh.
Mm. Okay. With peanut butter?
Egg whites.
No.
Egg whites.
Okay.
Oranges.
Oranges.
I do like oranges.
Blueberries.
Yum.
I like blueberries.
Arugula.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
It's lettuce.
Lettuce.
Okay.
Air-popped popcorn.
I don't know if I believe that one.
And it says strawberries. Well, but you can't put anything on it.
Right.
What you do. Okay?
Very bland.
That's it. All right. Enjoy the non-rain today. We're back tomorrow. Chelsea, have fun. We'll see
Thanks,
you Monday.
Guys.
WTAW Bye. College Station, Brian.